governors. Good governors, great. Yeah. Obviously, senator, president.
Yes.
Congressman. County executive. I mean, it's...
County czar.
County czar. I like that. We could just say czar.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
This is Glenn Klein in the studio with Racine czar Jonathan Delagrave.
What government title will he want to change next? Glenn Klein, middays on your radio friend, WRJN.
WRJN AccuWeather forecast for today. Partly sunny, very warm and humid, the high 87. Partly cloudy and humid tonight. Strong thunderstorms will approach from the west, and there will be some around tomorrow. Low tonight, 66 inland to 72 lakeside. Tomorrow's high, 79. And Sunday, a breezy, cool day with variable cloudiness and intervals of sunshine. The high temperature Sunday, only 73 and dropping to the 50s at night. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
Sounds delightful, EA. Right now in Kenosha, it's cloudy, 76 degrees, 75 and mostly sunny at the municipal airport in Burlington. At Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, it's 76 and cloudy. And at Magnum.media's international headquarters, it's 76 and partly sunny at WRJN in beautiful Racine, Wisconsin at 9 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
Welcome in to this Friday edition of the Cabranes Law Hour. This is Glenn Klein in the studio, inviting you to give the attorneys a call right now, as a matter of fact. That number to call is 634-WRJN, 634-9756. It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock. You're listening live. You've got a legal question. The attorneys are here to answer your questions. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Good afternoon, Attorney Cabranes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Klein.
And happy birthday.
Why, belated birthday, yes. Thank you.
Why is it belated?
Oh, because it was yesterday.
Well, in my family, we celebrate a birthday for an entire week at least. And if the birthday would land on a Thursday, as yours did, it'd be the whole weekend for sure, at least.
Well, you know, the drunken haze won't begin until about 5 o'clock tonight, so...
Oh, I thought you were going to say the drunken haze hasn't worn off yet.
No, I had to work this week.
What did you do yesterday, though?
I worked. I was at the office.
But to celebrate your birthday?
Well, I had the lovely Jordan Schrader and the lovely Shanaz and Claire and the other ladies at the office. They all brought me lunch and fed me all kinds of sweets and sent me off in a sugar coma.
Favorite sweet to eat?
Cheesecake, although they didn't bring me any cheesecake.
Favorite cheesecake flavor to eat?
I like the New York style strawberry cheesecake.
Strawberry, yeah. Not cherry.
No.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
I won an on-air bet yesterday with the mayor of the great city of Kenosha, speaking of sweet, for a Kringle.
Really?
John Antaramian came on yesterday's show and predicted that the Milwaukee Brewers would beat my Chicago Cubs in game 4 of the series at Wrigley, and I said there was no way, and did he want to bet? So we bet a Kringle on it. I was victorious.
Well, that's a sucker bet, so, you know.
Well, those are the best kind, aren't they? Jordan, did you take note? Cheesecake next year.
Cheesecake, I got it.
There she is, Jordan Schrader, who's one of the associate attorneys at the Cabranes Law Office. How are you?
I'm great.
We're looking
How are you?
Great. I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask. Where's Shanaz today?
She's visiting her family in New York. So.
Oh, that's right. She's a Queens girl, isn't she?
Yes, sir.
Queens, New York. Well, we have a substitute attorney, apparently, don't we?
We do.
Attorney Cabranes, would you like to introduce Attorney Binger?
Well, yes, although it's actually Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger. Who is currently running for Racine County District Attorney. So you know, Tom's been in the office in Kenosha for a couple of years, and although we really haven't had much contact during that period of time, I know him by reputation, and he was good enough to accept our invitation to come on and tell us a little bit about himself and why he wants to be DA.
Yes, thank you very much.
Assistant District Attorney?
That's correct.
So the on-air batch, you know Mayor Anthuramian?
I don't know him personally, but I'm familiar
with him. You know him by reputation?
Yes.
So was that illegal, what we did yesterday?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No.
Because, you know, I know a very good defense attorney, in case it was. He's sitting directly to your left.
I promise you, if I'm elected, you will not be prosecuted, even though this did occur in my jurisdiction. So
I had a very similar situation recently where we have police officers in here all the time. And one of them is named Dan Klatt, who is with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. And his rank is lieutenant. And the first time he came in was very early on in my tenure here, about 10 months ago. And he sat down, and I'm writing things down like I did with you. And I said, I'm Glenn Klein. He said, I'm Dan Klatt, and da-da-da, Racine County Sheriff. What is your rank? He said, lieutenant. And I wrote it down without thinking about it. And then when I introduced him, I said, he's Lieutenant Dan Klatt of the Racine County. And I went, really? Lieutenant Dan? So, of course, I gave him a hard time about it. The next time he came in, I gave him a hard time about it again. I asked him the first time, I said, how often do you catch stuff about it? He said, well, initially, it was like three times a day. And then it had been several years since he had been promoted to lieutenant. He said, about three times a week. So the next time he came in, I asked him, I said, what is the next promotion level for you? He said it would be captain. I said, well, if you're captain, Dan, you're good to go. Why don't you just get promoted? He said, because if he got promoted, he'd be off hourly, and he wouldn't get time and a half for overtime. And so he was happy to
be captain, the
Lieutenant Diane. He said, but here's what he said. Now, I moved here from Florida 10 months ago, and you'll notice my truck out there has still got a Florida tag. Because as far as the state of Florida is concerned, I'm still a Florida resident. He said, I decided that if I was going to give him any kind of guff, he was going to remind me that after 30 days as a resident of Wisconsin, you are legally required to change your tag.
And you've announced it on the radio now.
Yes, I have.
You are a scofflaw, sir.
He did. But I know a good defense attorney. He's Attorney John Cabranes to your left. But he did not ticket me that day. Lieutenant Diane did not. He is leaving a promotion aside. He's made a choice not to be or not to pursue a promotion. Why do you want to be promoted?
Well, before I answer that, I do want to wish a happy birthday to Mr. Cabranes here. And I did bring a couple presents for you.
Oh,
that I want
very
to share
nice.
Here.
Very nice.
Thank you. Handcuffs?
Hold on. You got your camera there? Can you videotape this, Jordan?
Sure.
Come on, you're a millennial, aren't you? Should be on this without even me telling you.
Pictures she didn't happen.
She can't do it unless it's a selfie.
She just stuck her tongue out at you, Attorney Cabranes.
Oh, all right,
so are we filming?
Oh, film.
Sure,
yeah.
We want a video. Okay, all right. So we have the district attorney, the assistant district attorney from Kenosha County, Thomas Binger, who's running for Racine County District Attorney. He's about to present Attorney John Cabranes with his birthday presents.
My first present is the obligatory campaign button.
Oh, I thank you.
What does
thank
that say?
You.
It's one of my campaign buttons, Binger, District Attorney.
Nice.
So I'm giving that to Jack. But the more important one, knowing Jack's political affiliation and his love for the current Republican nominee for the United States President.
Oh, you've heard about that, have you?
I had to get him some
bathroom
supplies here.
and just so that the people who are listening to the show, it's a picture of the Republican nominee printed on toilet paper that says, "We shall overcomb Donald for president." I will be.
It also has Dump the Trump on there.
Dump the Trump? Yes, I did not see that.
You mean Donald J. Trump?
There you go.
Yeah, this is very nice.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You very much.
Very,
well, thank you.
Very
thank
thoughtful.
Thank you.
Does he have your vote, sir?
You know what? I am undecided at this point.
So this hour is really critical.
Let me see what I can do about that.
It really is, because it depends on how he answers a bunch of questions regarding deferred prosecutions and things like that, you know, and more importantly, getting rid of certain DAs in the office that we had talked about previously.
All right. Well, we are off and running on the Cabranes Law Hour. I'm going to do a reset, as we call it in radio. This is the Cabranes Law Hour. We're taking your phone calls, too, by the way, 634-WRJN. If you have any legal question, 634-9756. An unusual and a unique opportunity, because we have the assistant DA from Kenosha County, who is the Racine County District Attorney candidate, Thomas Binger, in studio. Of course, we have Attorney John Cabranes and Attorney Jordan Schrader here on WRJN. So, DA, Kenosha County, Thomas Binger, what is the route that you took to that moment?
To be the an assistant in Kenosha, you mean, or to
yeah,
run?
Well, we'll start to being, how did you end up at Kenosha? How did that all happen?
Sure. I had been a prosecutor up in Milwaukee for many years. I worked up there for 6 years doing criminal prosecution when I lived up in Milwaukee. And during that time, I did some of the most rewarding work of my career. I enjoyed doing the prosecution side. I enjoyed being in court. And ultimately, and most of all, I enjoyed the service to the public and the impact that I was having on the community. Part of that time was spent handling child welfare cases, which were children who have been neglected or abused. And my specialization was what we call termination of parental rights cases, which are taking those children who languish in the foster care system. And back then, Milwaukee had nearly 4,000 children in foster care. And their cases would get pushed on from year to year. They didn't have any permanency. They didn't have any stability in their lives. And what I did, and several of the others in our office, we worked on is we reduced that number by getting those children out of the legal limbo of foster care and getting them adopted into permanent, loving, stable homes. We did a huge volume of those cases, and by the time I left that unit, we'd gotten down to about 1,000 kids in foster care. So we made a huge difference in that. And frankly, that's some of the most rewarding work I've ever done, because to be able to give a child that stability, that permanency, and the knowledge that they're in that home for their life is a wonderful thing. And then I transferred from there down to what they call the Firearms Enforcement Unit, or the Gun Unit. I worked directly under the current DA, John Chisholm. And we did firearms enforcement. So it was illegal guns, getting them off the street. It was search warrants, gangs, drugs, violent criminals, things like that. Made a huge difference in trying to clean up the streets of Milwaukee. And did that for several years. Really enjoyed that a lot. And I would have been happy to stay up there. But that was a time when the state was really making it hard on prosecutors. We were being forced to take a week of unpaid furlough every year, in addition to getting no raises and a lot of other problems.
Why was that?
State budget issues. They just didn't, and it still remains a problem. Prosecutor pay is extremely low across the state, and that makes it difficult for young attorneys to stay in the prosecution office when they're trying to raise a family and pay a mortgage and things like that. So at that point, I decided, trying to start a family, we were going to go. I went into private practice. Came down here to Racine. My wife and I moved down here 10 years ago. We've been living in Caledonia ever since, raising our family there.
What's your wife's name?
Nicole.
And what does Nicole do besides be a mom?
She is a mental health counselor down at Gateway Technical College on their Kenosha campus. She has her master's degree in counseling, and she is the campus counselor. So the students on that campus can come see her and talk about mental health issues, AODA issues, or just general issues in their lives. But then she's also gotten herself heavily involved in a lot of campus-wide and county-wide organizations that work on these types of issues. For example, last week, I think it was, she was part of a group that established some protocols for how law enforcement can respond to sexual assault victims. Kenosha has developed these protocols that tell law enforcement how to investigate these cases, how to treat victims, what sort of evidence they need to get, things like that. And it's kind of a best practices for law enforcement. And my wife was pretty heavily involved in that. She's also involved in several other county committees that deal with mental health issues, criminal justice issues, things like that. So anyway, we moved down here about 10 years ago.
Time out.
Sure.
Kids' names. And ages.
I have a 13-year-old son named Ethan.
Ethan Binger.
Ethan Binger.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
EB.
I have a 4-year-old son named Oliver.
Nice.
And I have a 2-year-old daughter named Summer.
S-U-M-M-E-R?
Yes.
Two M's.
Yes.
See, that was a huge call, dude. Because you could have gone with one M.
Yeah.
And then she would have been messed with her entire life. She'd have to. But everybody, well, pretty much, Jordan, pretty much everybody knows how to spell Summer, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm very depressed, though, I have to admit, speaking of Summer. The Kenosha City Public Pool, it's closing after this weekend. You know what that means, Jordan, right?
That we're not going to see your white milky flesh jumping into the pool.
That means Summer's coming to an end.
I know why you hired her. She does not miss a beat. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh, you did you up there in Sioux Falls, eh?
Yeah,
near Deadwood there.
On the other end of the state, but yes.
Sioux Falls is not that close to Deadwood.
No, Sioux Falls is on the east end of the state, right inside the Minnesota-South Dakota border. Yeah. Deadwood's about a 6-hour drive west of there.
You ever been to Deadwood?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They have, I think, a town of about 1,300 people,
mm-hmm.
Deadwood. Used to be, when Deadwood originated, speaking of the law, it had no law. There was literally, it was in no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
And they have about 1,300 people now. So it's the size of the town about Eagle River, 1,000 casinos.
I've been there.
Yep.
You have been there?
Oh, I've been there, sure.
So you're in favor of like open casino gambling and prostitution and all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I wish the real...
Yeah, to mark the tape. Because this is going to be a campaign and on the other side, I think.
I wish the real Deadwood was like the HBO series. Have you ever watched that?
Well, that was my EB reference,
there
actually.
There you go, yeah. And Al Swearengin,
I love this guy.
Yep.
You need a campaign manager?
Absolutely. You're hired.
Okay, there you go. So where'd you go to law school?
University of Michigan.
Wolverine.
I am.
Nice.
Yeah.
And where did you do your undergrad?
A little school called Augustana College. It's in Sioux Falls. It's my family school. My dad worked there for 25 years. All my brothers and sisters went there. They all still live back there, go to the football games, basketball games, things like that. So.
He's Thomas Binger. He is the assistant DA in Kenosha County. He's running for Racine County DA, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Mm-hmm. And Bernie or Hillary?
Hillary.
You still good with her?
I am. When she ran against Barack Obama in 2008, I was an Obama supporter at that time. But compared to the alternatives this year, definitely Hillary. My enthusiasm for Hillary is not as it was for Obama in 2008, that's for sure. Compared to the toilet paper here in the studio, I would definitely pick Hillary. And I know Jack is a third party supporter here Libertarian
Party. You know, there was another third party one time. It was called the Republican Party.
I heard rumors.
And then we elected a guy named Abraham Lincoln in 1860.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have Governor Gary Johnson running for the Libertarians,
mm-hmm.
former governor of New Mexico, 2-term governor in a blue state. And we have Governor Bill Weld, former 2-term Republican from Massachusetts, another blue state. So it's definitely an alternative.
There you go.
But I love the company you keep, Attorney Cabranes. That you're so open-minded to a Democrat. That really speaks well of you.
Well, you know, charity begins at home.
Yep.
Speaking of charity, I guess you could call it a charity. If people call the Cabranes Law Office at 638-0529, the first half an hour is free.
Yeah.
And you know what they say? If it's free, it's for me. Why do you do the 30-minute consultation for free right off the bat?
We do it for free right off the bat because I don't know if I can help you when you come in. Criminal problems, that's going to be easy. You're generally better off with a lawyer if you have a criminal problem, but sometimes you have a family problem. Sometimes you have a small claims issue. Sometimes you have an immigration issue. You need to sit down with somebody, and sometimes, you know, for example, if you've got a small claims issue, it's going to cost more to resolve that issue and hiring an attorney than it is to resolve it yourself. And so, you know, there's a cost-benefit analysis that has to be done. There's actually a legal analysis that has to be done in some of these cases as to whether or not you can actually get what you want to get. I know that some people charge for those consultations. I've never felt comfortable doing that. But I can assure you that when you come in, and if we say that we can help you, that you won't leave the office until we start talking about money. And no, I mean, that's what it is. We're gonna talk about if you want us to help you, this is what it's gonna cost you, and then you know we'll lay it out.
But you sometimes you guys have a flat fee, which is very unusual for a law firm.
Yeah, sometimes we do flat fees. It depends on the type of case. It depends on what we see happening in that case. And then we basically, if we're comfortable to transfer, because it's a question of risk, okay? It's a question of risk. How much risk is the firm willing to take on? Because I can charge you by the hour. And then, you know, if the case blows up, you're going to be paying a lot more than you would pay on a flat fee. So if I quote you a flat fee, basically I'm saying, okay, I believe that this is what's going to happen. I believe that that we can accomplish this in X amount of time, and this is what I'm going to charge you for the job. And then I take on that risk that if it blows up, then, you know, I'm sorry, but I gave you a flat fee. We're not going to be asking you for more money. So sometimes, depending on the case, depending on the type of case, we'll ask. Criminal cases usually are worked on a flat fee basis.
He's Attorney John Cabranes with the Cabranes Law Office. This is the Cabranes Law Hour. The phone lines are available to you. It's coming up to 1:30. We've got the great Tom Carco standing by in the WRJN News Center. We are taking your calls, though. You're listening. You have a legal question for the attorneys. 634-WRJN is the number to call, 634-9756. We also have Thomas Binger in studio. He's the assistant DA right now in Kenosha County. He's running for the Racine County District Attorney spot. And we also have Jordan Schrader in studio, the attorney from the Cabranes Law Office. So, Jordan, here's a very interesting thing that I've noticed about these two attorneys. They both actually tell you the truth. I mean, without hesitation, D.A. Binger said, I'm a Democrat. I support Hillary. I supported Obama. Can I say your boss? Is that okay? Your colleague, your senior, if you will, Attorney Cabranes, same thing. Just tells it like it is. In your experience as an attorney, how unique is that for attorneys to really just be frank and honest?
I think most of the time people are try and be as honest as they can with what they're given. I think it's really important for an attorney to be honest and not try and, you know, I guess sucker people into something that they, because a layperson doesn't know all the laws and aren't given that schooling that we are. So it's important for an attorney to be honest and give them the information that they need and not try and get money out of them that they're just to get money out of them, just to make money.
They're strictly for a profit.
Right.
But you know as well as I do that most politicians have training in the law, and most politicians skirt around actually telling you what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Not these two guys to your left. That's the good news. Which means we're in for another good half an hour of radio. That's really all I care about. He's Attorney John Cabranes with the Cabranes Law Office. This is the Cabranes Law Hour. We are going to return with Thomas Binger, the Assistant DA of the Kenosha County, and he is a candidate for the District Attorney of Racine County on the other side of the great Tom Carco's news next on WRJN.
Ling's on Lathrop, a Racine institution for 56 years. It may be hard to spell, but
chain restaurants contained up to twice the calories and fat as published in the restaurant's nutritional menu. So avoid meals with words like creamy, crispy, or battered in the description. Those are generally code words for high fat. And one more food crime, sugary sports drinks. Many of them contain as much sugar as a can of soda. So unless you're an extreme athlete, we want you to stick with water. I'm John Tesh with today's Intelligence for Your Life Minute.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
The Cabranes Law Hour is brought to you, ironically, by the Cabranes Law Offices, LLC. No attorney-client relationship is being created. This show is intended to provide legal information and not legal advice. The attorneys have neither the time or the information during the show to fully review your particular legal issue. Be aware that in some cases, time limits may apply in the prosecution of your case, and you should seek legal assistance as soon as possible. Cabranes Law Offices, LLC, make no representation that the information provided today has specific application to your particular legal issue. But if you have a legal issue, you can call the attorneys right now from the Cabranes Law Office at 634-WRJN. We are live. It's 18 minutes until 2 o'clock on Friday, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. We have Attorney Jordan Schrader. We have Attorney John Cabranes. And we have the Assistant DA of Kenosha County, Thomas Binger, in here. And I'm sure he would be happy to answer a question, too, wouldn't you, sir?
Absolutely.
And he is running for Racine County District Attorney as well. Why is Racine better than Kenosha County?
Well, it's where I live. This is where I'm raising my family. You asked me earlier why I'm running, and that's what motivates me as much as anything else, is that, you know, I've been down in Kenosha as a prosecutor for a couple of years now, and I'd like to think that I've made a difference in that community. I've handled some pretty serious cases, homicides, sex assaults, drug dealers, drunk drivers, things like that. And I think I made a difference in Kenosha. I've gotten to know a lot of people down there, and I do like working down there. But that's not my community. This is. This is where my wife and I are raising our family. This is where we chose to come to live. And I'd like to make Racine County a better place. The district attorney's office has a lot of potential to do that, to make it safer, to make it a better place, to make our system better here. And one of the things that I think is really important to me is transforming the district attorney's office from simply a reactive organization to a proactive organization.
What do you mean by that?
Well, unfortunately, what happens is when a crime occurs, the police go out, they make an arrest, somebody gets hurt, they prepare their reports, they bring them down to the jail, and only then does the district attorney get involved. And we have to review all that and make a decision of whether or not somebody should be charged with a crime and what the crime is and take the case from there. And that's very reactive. There's a model of community prosecution that's been adopted up in Milwaukee and many places around the country that tries to be more proactive by getting the district attorney's office out into the community, working with community leaders, law enforcement, the clergy, the educational system, etc., to try and identify problems before a crime occurs, before somebody gets hurt, somebody gets arrested, a family gets torn apart. So one of the things that I want to do if I'm elected is I want to have our district attorneys go out into the community on a regular basis. The Racine Police Department has what they call cop shops, community-oriented policing, where they have police substations around the city. Mount Pleasant has the same thing. And those officers at those locations get to know the people in that neighborhood. They get to the feel of the neighborhood, of what the problems are, what the issues are. They talk with the residents on a regular basis, and ultimately it's a partnership to try and fix the problems in that area. And I think that the prosecution has a role to play there. I think the DA's office has a role to play there. So what I'd like to do is not only have our district attorneys go out into Racine, Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, Caledonia, etc., but even out into Burlington, Union Grove, Waterford, the western part of the county, and meet with people out there. This is something I've been doing in my campaign. I've gone out to village board meetings. I've held listening sessions to try and talk with folks about the issues in their neighborhood.
Most unique place that you've gone out during the campaign to meet with people?
I enjoyed being out in Waterford. It's a beautiful area out there. If you haven't been out there, it's a very, very cute little town. They've got a beautiful river running through there. They've done a nice job with the parks out there. A little ice cream shop that I stopped and had a little ice cream there. It's very beautiful out there. The night that I was there for a village board meeting, a local Eagle Scout was preparing a project where he was going to build a giant Adirondack chair in the city park, right next to the river, which I thought was awesome, and the board gave him the go-ahead for that.
What is that?
The Adirondack chair. It's a big lounge chair.
Yeah. It's those wooden ones with the slanted back and the arms. You've seen them. Yeah, you'd recognize
them. I think I've owned one. I didn't know it was called that, though.
Yeah.
Adirondack. Yeah, sure.
So that was your most unique experience campaigning?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say it's the most unique experience campaigning, but it was a cute little area, and I enjoyed being out in Waterford. I don't get a chance to make it out there very often, but... There are a lot of beautiful areas around.
634-WRJN is the number to the call. It's the Cabranes Law Hour. You can call the Cabranes Law Office. There are, what do we say? There are operators standing by right now.
There are operators standing by. 638-0529, area code 262. If you want to talk to us, remember your initial consultation, half hour, absolutely free.
That's the law office number, 638-0529. The radio station number to call, talk to Attorney Cabranes, Attorney Schrader, Assistant DA Kenosha County, Thomas Binger, who's running for the Racine County District Attorney, is 634-9756. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the air with all these attorneys. No, you're not.
Apparently not.
Favorite ice cream that you ate at the ice cream shop in Waterford?
They had a coconut with chocolate chips and almonds. It was kind of like an Almond Joy bar.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was good.
Almond Joy has nuts. Mounds don't.
That's true. I've heard. So, absolutely.
How did you meet Thomas Binger?
I called him up and I said, "Hey, you want to be on the show?"
You guys had never met prior to this?
I'm sure that we've run into each other, but
what impressed you about him that you want him on your show?
Well, he's got the intestinal fortitude to run for political office, which I think, quite frankly, very few people. I think you got to be a little crazy to run for political office at this point. And so, you know, when people of quality, and you know, we're lucky in Racine because, you know, you can, you know, you have political opponents. You have Mr. Binger, and you have Deputy District Attorney Hanson, who's also running and will be on next week.
I see what you're doing.
Both of these individuals. You know, are people of substance, are people of quality, and honestly, this county can't lose with either one of them. I think that, you know, people in Racine County, Trish Hanson is a known quantity. In Racine County, I'm not sure Tom Binger is as well known as Trish, and so I'd give him the opportunity to get
that
the word
so
out.
That is so cool. That's so great. Yeah. I didn't realize that you were going to bring you're not bringing everybody on. How many people are running?
Two. Yeah.
Oh, so Trish is out.
No, Trish is running.
She's running.
Trish is running, and then Tom's running.
Well, who was the other one you said?
There's nobody else.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, I was talking about people of quality.
Of quality.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm assuming...
As opposed to me, is what you're saying?
Well, I never would say that. But, you know, good people... You know, the problem with this country right now is that we go to the lowest common denominator in our political elections. And, it gets so ugly and so nasty that, honestly, most people, unless they're crazy, have something better to do than to run for political election. And so then we get the government that we deserve because, you know, we don't have good people here. And like I said, we're very fortunate because, while I can't say that I have a depth of knowledge of Tom Binger, I do know him by reputation. He's got a good reputation, and so does Trish Hanson. So either way, people in Racine County, we're very lucky because no matter what happens in November, you're going to have a really good district attorney that's going to work hard for the people of this county. Now obviously, as a defense attorney, I want to see some changes, and I want to be able to use this as an opportunity to get some promises from some folks.
What kind of changes do you want to see?
Well, the big one, and I was talking to Tom before we went on the air, was Racine County doesn't use deferred prosecution agreements.
And what does that mean?
Well, a deferred prosecution agreement is an agreement between the state and the defendant that if the defendant completes some type of programming or just keeps their nose clean or does something that's laid out in an agreement, that there will be either a reduced charge or the case will be dismissed. And that's particularly important because, you know, I think Tom would agree with me that most people aren't evil. Most people are just stupid when it comes into the criminal system. They do stupid things, and whether it's because they have a drug problem or whether it's because they have an alcohol problem. And so, you know, when you first come into the system, what you want to be able to do is keep their record as clean as possible. And so on some offenses where, you know, they might have some repercussions, you know, either federal repercussions or other types of repercussions. You want to, you know, you might be able to work out an agreement where, let's say for the sake of argument, you're talking about domestic battery. Okay. If you've never been in the system before and one night you get drunk and you slap your wife, okay, well, yeah, you know, you should be held accountable for that. But, you know, if you've got a clean record, you know, somebody should give you the benefit of the doubt. Now, Kenosha does that. Kenosha does that. There's deferred prosecution agreements where they go through domestic violence programming. If you complete the domestic violence programming and you don't, you know, commit another crime during the period of the deferred prosecution agreement, you can come back and you can get it reduced. Racine doesn't do that.
Are you good with that, Tom? Well, you're working under that right now in Kenosha County.
I am.
Would you put that in place if you become the Racine County DA?
I would. I believe in them. We use them a lot. Our number one goal as a prosecutor is to keep the community safe. So we want to make sure that these are used in situations where we're not afraid that this defendant is going to go out and commit more acts of violence or otherwise endanger the community. So as Jack said, they're used in situations often where it's someone new to the system, someone who doesn't have a record, somebody who we have confidence can comply with whatever conditions we place upon them. So it might be treatment, it might be random urine screens, it might be other bond conditions such as no contact with a victim or with a store that they've committed a theft at or something along those lines. And then we give them a period of time. It could be 6 months, oftentimes it's a year. And at the end of that period, if they've successfully complied with what we've asked them to do, then oftentimes the case is reduced to a lesser charge or maybe even just an ordinance ticket or something. Sometimes it's dismissed outright. But what we do before we enter into that process is the defendant does plead guilty to the crime that they're originally charged with. And the benefit they receive is if they're successful after that period of time, then that conviction gets vacated. So we've got that hanging over their
head.
What
does vacated mean?
It means the court says the conviction goes away.
It doesn't. It's not on the record?
It would be taken off the record. There'd be no judgment entered, no criminal conviction on their record. But that's what's hanging over their head because, again, if we go through the 6 months or a year and they fall off the wagon or they fail to comply, the conviction becomes official, and then they've got a felony or a misdemeanor on their record.
He's Thomas Binger. He's running for the Racine County District Attorney. Right now, he's with the Kenosha County DA's office. He's an assistant. We've also got John Cabranes and Jordan Schrader in here from the Cabranes Law Offices on the Cabranes Law Hour. Why else should Attorney Schrader and Cabranes and everybody else that's listening and everybody else in Racine County vote for Tom Binger?
You know, Jack alluded to wanting to see some changes, and from a defense attorney's point of view, that may be true, but I think it's true for a lot of folks out there that there needs to be some changes here in the Racine County judicial system, in the criminal justice system, and more specifically in the district attorney's office. And I think those changes can only come from somebody who comes in from the outside. My opponent is currently in that office. She's been in that office for a long time.
She's a Republican?
She is, and she's the deputy DA. So she's one of the management overseeing the office, controlling things, making the decisions as to what sort of policies they have, things like that.
Is she for deferment?
I don't know. I've never discussed it with her.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out next week.
Next week.
I mean, she's in a position right now where if she wanted to, that could be part of the things they do here, and it's not being done. She's in a position to make a lot of changes, and nobody's seeing them happen right now. So I think what needs to happen is somebody like me needs to come in from the outside and reassess the way the office does things from top to bottom. There's a lot of policies that I think we need to look at, whether we change them or not. There's a big movement around the state of Wisconsin and around the country towards what are called treatment courts or diversion courts. We've recognized that a lot of the crime that occurs is due to, as Jack said, not necessarily somebody being an evil person, but they might have mental health issues or substance abuse problems or something that we could treat and we could get them out of the systems and rather than locking them up and throw away the key. You know, nobody gets healthy behind bars. We can address these problems through treatment, through drug testing, medication, things like that. And a lot of the counties around the state have pioneered these programs. And what they've seen is they pay for themselves, they reduce crime overall, they reduce the jail crowding, they reduce our caseload, and they allow our taxpayer resources to be more effectively used on the most serious crimes. So I'm a big believer in this. And down in Kenosha, we've got a program for people who are addicted to drugs, we've got a program for people who have mental health issues, and Racine, they do have a drug court, but there's been issues with how many people can get into that court, how long they're in there, what kind of support they're getting, and the district attorney is the gatekeeper for that. And I think those gates need to be opened wider.
So you're obviously for, like, legalized marijuana, right?
I think that legalized marijuana may be on its way. I'm not a legislature. I'm not going to be involved in passing any laws. But I can tell you that we have resources in our criminal justice system that are dedicated towards investigating low-level possession of THC that I think can be better used elsewhere.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely. Ultimately, my philosophy is we have limited resources, and we need to use them wisely. You know, I was in private practice for many years representing paying clients who I had to use their money as efficiently as possible to get the best result. And in government work, that's not always the attitude bureaucrats have. But I think it's important that we use taxpayer dollars as efficiently as possible to reduce crime, to address the most violent offenders, and to make our community as safe as possible. And, you know, busting somebody for having a marijuana blunt, I question whether or not that's the wisest use of our taxpayer dollars.
I'm going to find out if a Racine County district attorney knows what a blunt is next week. Trish, what's her name? Trish what?
Trish Hansen.
I'm new to town. I get a pass for another couple of months.
I will tell you that as a general, I worked at the Philadelphia district attorney's office for a summer when I was in law school. I can tell you that the prosecutors in most of those offices know where the hookers are and where the drugs are.
Well, of course.
So
you think it's just a coincidence that the population of, streetwalkers went up dramatically in Cleveland and Philadelphia during the political conventions? Come on. All right, so assistant district attorney, Thomas Binger, Jordan, I wouldn't say, well, he said I sounded like Philip Seymour Hoffman, the late actor, when we came in here. Remember that?
I remember that. I don't know who
is. That's fine. But which actor does Thomas Binger, the Racine County District Attorney candidate, look like? I totally know.
John Wayne.
Not even close. I know he knows. I know he gets it all the time.
I don't know, but I'm picturing someone, but I can't think of a name.
Ready?
Ed
Burns. Boom.
Ooh. I have not gotten that one before. I've gotten Christian Bale before, I think, a stretch. I don't put myself anywhere
totally
near
that. No, totally Ed Burns.
He just got all the female voters in Racine County.
There you go.
Like yourself, Attorney Cabranes, great hair. He's got a little better product going in his hair than you do. But
yeah, I have no product in my hair today.
But you got a good head of hair. It's a good thing. So, well, thank you for coming in. Jordan, as always, thank you for coming in. It's, you know, you class up the joint, that's for sure.
I know.
Please tell Shanaz we say hello. We want to see her at some point in the future. 638-0529 is the number, ladies and gentlemen, of the Cabranes Law Offices. 262-638-0529. Free consultation. I mean, you can't beat that.
No, you can't, and that's why we do it. We want to get you in. We want to talk to you. We want to get you to meet us. We want to meet you, and if it's a good match, then we want to be your lawyers.
He is Attorney John Cabranes. Now, it's 20-plus years at this point.
As of middle of June, it started the 21st year.
Earlier this morning, I've been here since 4:30 this morning because I was substituted for Mike Clemens, an early morning guy, and I was talking to the great Tom Carco, our news director, and I was telling a story at, I think, about 6:20 this morning. I was arrested in Milwaukee when I was 19. At a Grateful Dead concert, and I asked him, I said, I bet Attorney John Cabranes could have got me out of that. I'll tell you the story off the air. It was a Grateful Dead show.
And then
the old Mecca. Remember the Mecca?
I remember the Mecca, and I remember the Dead, and I can guarantee you that I probably know what the charge you were arrested on was.
Speaking of blunts, let's just say after this situation happened, the Grateful Dead promised they would never play in Milwaukee again, and they never did. And on that high note, ladies and gentlemen, see what I did there?
I did.
Assistant DA Kenosha County, Thomas Binger, who's running for the Racine County District Attorney, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me,
Ed Burns, I'm telling you. Saving Private Ryan. Totally. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Safe travels on the campaign.
Thank you very much.
This has been a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Get your questions ready and tune in again next Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for your chance to call in right here on your radio friend, WRJN.
Your radio friend is AM 1400, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
Sweet Lou Turner returns following WRJN Covering the World at 2:01.
A new Zika warning, coping in Louisiana. I'm Ann Cates. Pregnant women are being warned to avoid South Beach and Wynwood in Miami, with the number of locally transmitted cases of Zika climbing.